Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Ah, here we go. 1911 University, starring Joe Chambers. It's never been put that way, has it? Has it?
Nope.
I didn't think so. Anyway, how you been?
Good. How are you?
I've been having a day. So you'll find interest in this. I'm going to tell you about my day. Then we'll get into 1911 University. So I called John Farnham, our favorite guy, because Joe likes him nearly as much as I do.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that?
Sure.
So I called Joe, and I was talking to Joe, and I mean, Joe is one of those guys that does not get out there and, you know, every time a new gun comes out, he's like, I'll just stick to my Glock. Every time a new Glock comes out, I'll just stick to my Glock. He's probably had one Glock 19 long enough to wear out the finish. There's no surface on the... you know, there's no texture on the grip or anything else. He's a Glock guy. He's been a Glock guy. He carries that one AR-15 and one Glock, and that's it. And his Glock is not actually it's not something that he thinks of as a really serious weapon. When you ask him how many spare magazines he carries, two, and that's it. And he doesn't plan on carrying anything else in his kit. Everything else is going to be the rifle.
Right.
So I called him the other day. And that's the way he's been since I've had him on the show, which has been quite a few years now. I called him the other day, and he said, well, I'm not carrying a Glock anymore. This intrigued me. Now, he had a mild flirtation with the SIG P320, but then he moved over to something altogether different, which I never would have thought he would have gone to, which when I thought about it, when I thought about the niche that it occupies, I found this interesting, and I wondered what you would think about it. So he moved to Shadow Systems. Are you familiar with Shadow Systems?
Not at all.
Okay, so Shadow Systems makes a... they occupy the niche in the Glock world that Staccato does in the 2011 world.
No, I'm looking at them right now.
Yeah. So it's basically a Glock clone... They will run Glock parts and take Glock magazines. And according to John Farnham, they run like a Swiss watch.
Okay.
So I was intrigued by this because, you know, I am a 2011 kind of shooter, but it's just hard to carry something that weighs that much sometimes on a daily basis and keep it hidden, you know? And carry enough spare ammo to go with it, like for my Chambers gun, which would be the best gun for me to carry. It's just carrying the spare arm alone, pull your pants down. Right? So.
Well, but yeah.
Well, I mean, I like double stacks. Yeah, I know that you have that 38 Super that is the cat's meow, and I've never shot it, and I would like to shoot it, but I like the double stacks, and I like 20 rounds per magazine. So It doesn't matter what the magazine's made out of. 20 rounds is going to, you know, if I carry three, I got a box of ammo in my back pocket plus. Anyway, this intrigued me because, okay, striker-fired guns, that's, you know. So I got one. And then I tried to call Shadow Systems just to talk to them so I can get some information about it. So when I do a YouTube video and when I do some other stuff, I can have a little bit of knowledge and not misspeak. No. They won't talk to me about it. I called them three times a day to talk to them about that. I'm going to continue. I mean, I actually ordered a second one today. And I'm going to run them through their...
What's the retail on these? Because there's no prices on their website.
That's why I say they're in the staccato lane. They're somewhere between 8 and 9.
And 8, I mean, 900?
Yeah.
And oh, that's really reasonable.
Yeah. And you can get, I mean, when you consider that a stock lock is $650.
Right.
And then you think about a full-on, like my Terran Tactical Innovations gun would probably set somebody back about $2,400. Agency Arms, the same thing. So there they are, smack dab in the middle of what I call staccato territory. So that's what intrigued me about them. I wanted to look at them for that reason. And I've got one already here, and I've got another one coming, but they're not very, you know, I'm offering them free publicity as much as I can provide to them, and they're like, send me an email, and I'll think about it. And I'm just thinking, no need to, I don't want to cloud your mind, I'll leave you alone. So,
I mean, companies like this, you got to keep in mind that companies like this get asked for free stuff all the time. Like, all the time. Every
right.
day. If people really realized how many times a month even I get asked for free stuff, they'd be like, holy crap, no wonder he's so stingy about giving free stuff away. Because it just gets old.
Well, I mean, I told their gatekeeper, I said, I don't want anything from you but a little bit of information and maybe a little bit of your time to come on my radio show.
Right.
No
right.
strings attached.
Right. But they might think that you're wanting something for free. You know? So you probably got to make it real clear to them, hey, I already own your guns. I already bought them.
Yeah.
I just want you to come on and talk about them because I like them. You know? And maybe that would get you in the door.
Well, I mean, the kid that I was talking to, when he went to their marketing guy, he told me to tell you to email him, and I was like, well, that's sort of a brush off, huh, kid? And he's like, yeah, I kind of think so too. you know, that's fine. I've shot enough guns to where I can make my own call about them. I'll tell you one thing about these though that is really unique. They're the first manufacturer I've ever heard seen put in print on their owner's manual, last page of their owner's manual. If you use the gun in a legitimate self-defense use and you lose the gun in a police, you know, police evidence, they will replace it.
Which model did you buy, Bill? Did you buy the MR, the CR, the MRL, the XR? What did you buy?
I bought one of them is the XR 920, which is the Glock 45 size, and I bought the Glock 17 size, which I don't know if that's a DR or the MR.
That's the DR.
And I
you bought the big ones.
Yes. Well, I mean, they both hold 17 round magazines, and I that way I only have to have one kind of magazine. I don't have to worry about sticking a Glock 26 mag into that and trying to make it work or something else. It's got the biggest magazines. I like Glock 45s. I have lots of Glock 17 magazines laying around here. So.
Yeah.
Anyway. Coming up on the first break. Yeah. Take a look at those. I'd be interested to know your opinion after you look at that in the next segment. Then we'll move on. Joe Chambers, you can follow him. Follow him on Instagram at Chambers Custom. And you can see all the things they've got going on, which they've got a lot of stuff going on. Right now, the Nest gun seems to be the focus, but that will change because it's an always fluid environment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. God, sometimes. letters, vowels, consonants. Joined again by Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. It's 1911 University. Did you take a good scan of those? Do you have any thoughts looking at them?
Yeah, I like them. I think I would probably, if I was going to get one personally, which I might look into getting one, I might get the MR.
Now, which one is the MR? Is that the 19 size or the 17 size?
Yeah, I think it's the 19 size, 4.5 inch. Threaded barrel, 15 plus 1. Yeah, and I'll probably get the Elite because, you know, I'm all about that.
It's all pretty, isn't it? It's all pretty and gold and stuff.
It's got holes in the slide for garbage to get in and stuff like
that. Yeah, that kind of stuff, yeah. I go for the combat guns just because I'm not that much into the frills. I mean, I got one gun that Taryn Butler built that has the holes in the side of them, and if it was an overheating issue, maybe I would be concerned with it, but I don't think those guns are going to overheat. The thing that strikes me about them when I look at them, though, and I mean, I've held one in my hands, and I have a sponsor here that builds Poly 80 guns, and they're serialized. And I took two of his Poly 80 guns to Tactical Response to take James Yeager's fighting pistol class, where they have you throwing your gun everywhere. They're dropping it, throwing it, tossing it.
And, that's all horse crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see what that got him, right?
What?
One of his instructors threw one of the client's guns on the ground and stepped on it and shot another guy's truck. That's retardation is what that is.
I did not see that, but I don't sit there and let's just say that my Poly 80s took the beating well and did not do something inadvertent. And they shot really, really accurately, too. I think the difference between these and my Poly 80s is these barrels, like they use match-grade barrels, a slightly superior trigger where I think the pull is between 4.5 and 5 pounds. And it's really put together well. It's really put together well. A lot of nice fit. Although, the one thing I found interesting is that the guide rod looks like a third-gen Glock guide rod, which is steel, and not that double spring. But it's in the full-sized gun, it's recessed to the same length as it would be in the gun you're looking at. It's the same length, or so it looks on the gun that I have currently.
Gotcha.
So, you know, I'm going to take it out and shoot it day after tomorrow, and we'll see what we see. But, I mean, I'll let you know how it turns out. But I just found that interesting that John Farnham got nudged out of the Glock lane.
Yeah?
I mean, it makes you think. I mean, he had a lot of things to say about the SIG P320 as well.
Oh, I bet.
He likes it as well, but I think it probably just comes down to the fact that he's got, you know, probably 1,000,006 Glock 19 mags laying around his house. And why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you have a gun that will take that if that's the case?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's one of the reasons I have AK-47s.
Yep.
Because I have mags laying everywhere.
Well, plus you know Jim Four.
Exactly.
You have AKs the way an AK should be.
Yes.
I've had two AKs, and the reason I don't have AKs is because of those two AKs. I took one and shot it at the range, three magazines, no real fast rapid fire, and it almost caught on fire.
That's awesome.
Then I got another one from a company. They were a sponsor of mine for about 5 seconds, called IO Inc. And I mean, their product was so bad that they had to relocate.
Yeah.
But they kept the same name. But when they sent me my gun, it came with a canted sights on it. Both of them, front and back, were canted left. And I had to drive it back up there and get them to give me another gun. Then when I finally got it, I went out and got a battle comp to put on the end of it. And that was not a bad gun, but it still, for me, didn't shoot like an AR. So I, you know, now I'm an AR guy. If I could get Jim Fuller to build me an AK, I would consider an AK.
Yeah, Jim, but, or Jim or Billy, either one do a really good job. Gary, I hear very good things about Gary Hughes at Mod, at what's the name of his company? Mod Systems or something like that.
Right.
I hear really good things about him.
I wouldn't mind having one because I've heard that's the gun that you want to go to in the Chernobyl type thing where you're going to be out there and in the mud and everything. And I know that the AK is actually a better fully automatic weapon, except I'm not going to own a fully automatic weapon again ever in my lifetime. So, you know, I don't know what the difference. For me, the AR checks off all the boxes, and I'm good. I'm good with that.
It works for you, works for you.
It does. But still, if Jim Fuller would build me an AK, I'd have an AK. I'm not suggesting you call him. I'm just saying that's what it would take that's what it would take to get me under an AK again.
Nice.
Other than that, well, okay, you guys can just keep them. Just keep them. So, when we get back, is there anything new that we can talk about that's coming up or anything like that? And you don't have to tell me about it because we only got like a minute, not quite a minute here left to discuss it, so you can just say yes or no.
I want to know when are people going to be selling all their discounted Triarca 2011s. Oh, wait, they're not, because they never got them.
Okay, I guess we'll have to, you'll have to expound on that one, because with some of the guns of yours that I've shot and the Staccatos that I've shot and the Nighthawks that I've shot, everybody's always out there going, have you tried the Triarc? And I'm like, what's a Triarc? But then again,
you'll be able to try them now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the other day, Joe got out there and said, I tried an Athena for the first time, and I was like, that's terrific. What's an Athena? So you can tell me about that, too, when we get back. But when we get back, you can tell me the story of Triarc. For those of you that are interested in the finest example of Browning's vision of a semi-automatic pistol, the one that is going to work day in and day out from the day you get it to the day you send it back to get serviced and over again and everything in between, you got to go to chamberscustom.com. That's how you start. That's how you get involved. You're going to get the best bang for your buck there. Trust me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Russian Ministry of Defense says its warship, Moskva, has sunk in the Black Sea. Reports say a fire broke out on the guided missile cruiser, causing explosions and the crew to be evacuated. Ukraine says it hit the warship with anti-ship missiles, causing it to sink. Reports were conflicting throughout the day about whether the ship had sunk like Ukrainian officials reported earlier in the day.
Over time, Buy America has become basically a hollow promise. My administration is making Buy America a reality.
President Biden speaking in North Carolina, Biden promoting homegrown technology and manufacturing, and saying the United States must invest more money in research and development to stay competitive in the global economy. Biden again blaming Russia's invasion of Ukraine for rising inflation around the world. USA Radio News. The black nationalist suspect in Tuesday's New York City subway shooting has been ordered held without bail. Frank James turned himself in a day after authorities say he unleashed smoke bombs and dozens of bullets in a train full of morning commuters, shooting 10 people. He faces federal terrorism charges based on the fact that the events took place on a mass transit system. James' court-appointed lawyer, Mia Eisner-Grinsberg, reminds everyone.
What happened in the New York City subway system on Tuesday was a tragedy. It is a blessing that it was not worse. We are all still learning about what happened on that train, and we caution against a rush to judgment.
Wall Street giving the thumbs down to Thursday. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 113 points to fall to 34,451. The S&P and NASDAQ also losing ground. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers, and Joe just, I don't know if it's a bomb or not. I mean, I didn't know anything about Triarch. I wasn't a fan. What happened to Triarch?
Well, we probably shouldn't talk about that on the radio.
Why?
I don't know.
Is it real?
Oh, it's real.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. On some of these things, like, I've only ever badmouthed two sponsors. One was Salient Arms. I didn't badmouth them. I simply told the truth. Salient Arms was a company that was living a lie. Because they were taking your Glock in and they were sending that gun out to the guys that eventually became Agency Arms. Because Randy was the one that had the CNC machine. So they were doing all that stuff, and then they would ship it back to you. And, I mean, everybody, Chris Costa, everybody believed that they were some, like, these weird gun gurus that just had the voodoo touch with a gun. And then Agency Arms became self-aware, like Skynet, and they said, you know what, we'll start our own company. And then all of a sudden, Salient Arms was sitting on, like, 200 pistols waiting to be modified. So did they pick up the phone and say, listen, we have to find another outsourcer for us to send these to? No, they just went dark. And I used to call the owners, Adrian and the other, Aaron Chavez. They quit taking my calls. The only way I ever got information on it was I called and left a message on the Salient Arms phone saying, I have a picture right here of somebody at Salient Arms signing for my gun from UPS, And if you do not contact me, I'm contacting the ATF and the Nevada State Police. And then they contacted me. And then it took them over a year to get that back to me. And that's what it takes. You know, you have to do something to where, you know, if I'm out here pushing somebody out, it'd be like if all of a sudden you decided to go from what you do now to pottery and didn't tell me. Because, well, I'm busy sending people your way the best I can. So when they did that, I just told the truth. So if what you got to say is the truth, I don't have a dog in this fight, but I do think that some people that like high-end 1911, 2011s might. So.
Well, in essence, I guess they have gotten in trouble. Their money man wants his money. And they've had a long-running history the past year or so of not delivering guns.
Right.
And, yeah, I guess the time has come for them to pay up.
So they had an investor?
Yes, I didn't realize that they were, that the head guy there was previously from another company called Legion Arms.
Oh, is this out of Texas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I totally get it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's been interesting to see it unfold. There's, you know, lots of info has come out in the last couple of days. It's all public. People can research it, but I feel sorry for the people who have stuff on order that paid their money, you know. But it's another lesson for people to do their own research, number one, and make sure the research is good and vetted. And number two, as business owners, it's another reason not to take private financing, you know, because it's easy with a private financier to get in over your head.
Right.
You know, that's something that I decided early on, and I've had tons of people ask me over the years, oh, would you let me buy into Chambers Custom, I'll finance this project or that project. I'm like, no. No, I will provide you a good or a service, and you will pay me money. The end. That's how I want to work it, because I don't want to, you know, when you start giving away parts of your company for money, then you don't have control anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to give a part of my business away to somebody for money. If I need money, I go to the bank and borrow it.
These look, you know, like staccato copies to me.
They are, yeah.
Except they're all over $3,000.
Right, yeah. I mean, I reviewed one a little over a year ago on Instagram. You know, the world caught fire after I did it. That was kind of the impetus behind me starting my Patreon page, was I did that review. And I was, you know, I didn't do it like I do the patron reviews,
right?
Because I did it very emotionally, you know. I was kind of wrapped around an axle about how poorly the gun was built for $3,000-some, and several people approached me and they were like, "Dude, you should do reviews, you know, on a regular basis because you have the knowledge to do them. You know what you're talking about." And so that's what kind of spurred me into the Patreon program where we do reviews. I mean, I just reviewed an Athena the other day from Atlas. A ton of people had asked me to do one, and a guy finally offered one up that he had. It's basically, I mean, it wasn't brand new. It had 1,800 rounds through it, but,
right,
you know, it was in excellent shape. And, you know, there were numbers in regards to the gun. There were numbers that shocked me. They were really good, and there were numbers that I was like, what in the world are you thinking? Why did you do this? You know, this is not how you build a gun.
Right.
But the Patreon page, 1911 University, gives me the freedom to disseminate that information to the people who actually want it. And the way you know they want it is because they pay you for the information.
Sure.
And, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, however you feel about Patreon, it forces people to be serious about the commitment to want the information.
Right.
Because there ain't no free lunch there. But it also gives me the freedom to be able to put the information out there, the mathematical facts of the gun. There's very little opinion, very little feeling involved with it. Here's the math. You do the math yourself. Here it is. You can add up the numbers and decide for yourself with your big boy pants on whether or not you want to spend $3,000 to $12,000 on one of these guns based on what you see. And overall, by and large, it's been a very positive response because people want to know what they're spending their money on.
Well, I think the big problem that everybody has with you is that heretofore nobody's had that approach. It's not new to criticize the other guy's gun.
Right, but it is complete, new to criticize it based on facts.
Well, yeah, it is new. Well, I wouldn't even say that you're criticizing anything. I would simply say you're pointing something out.
Right.
I mean, it comes down.
There's no critical analysis applied when I do the reviews.
Sure, sure. You're not
literally out there. It's A minus B equals C. The end.
He always gives them like little pseudo names for the model and the name of the land.
Yeah, like the Athena. I did a goddess shrug.
Hang on, I want to hear about the Athena in the next segment, but you hang on for me. If you would be so kind, you can follow Joe on Facebook at Chambers Custom and on YouTube at Facebook or Chambers Custom as well. He needs the subscribers because that way then he can stream. So go there today and subscribe. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio station. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking to Joe Chambers, and, you know, so before we move on to the Athena, so does that mean TriArc is going out of business, or are they just right now in a slow phase, or?
Don't know. I just know that the lawsuit is apparently underway.
Well, I mean, Legion Firearms, they disappeared without too much
of a...
Want.
The owner of TriArc was the owner of Legion.
Well, was the owner or the operator?
Operator, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah, for those guys that get out there, I mean, were they selling guns?
Yeah.
Just wonder, were they not paying the? Were they going out saying, you know how much money we took in last week? Do you know how much a Lamborghini costs? You know, were they? Is that what they were doing, or what were they doing?
I have no idea.
Me either. Anyway. So tell me about this Athena, because first of all, I'd never heard of an Athena. I do not think. I've ever heard of anybody that put one out. So, what's an Athena?
Yeah, that's made by a company called Atlas, and it's a nice looking gun. I like the looks of it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's a 9mm, 4.5-inch barrel. It's got lightning cuts through the slide. It's a wide body 2011 style gun. It's got their own style of RDS plate. You know, it's has no barrel fit. It's very, very, very snappy shooting.
Yeah.
And the reason it's very snappy shooting is because it has a 9-pound recoil spring. And no barrel fit.
And no barrel fit.
Yeah. So, you know, was it probably fairly accurate at first? Yeah, probably. It's got quite a bit of up and down play in the slide to frame fit. It had 8,000ths instead of 4 up and down tolerance. The side to side was good. It was half to three quarters of a thou side to side, so that was good. But the fact that it doesn't have barrel fit and it's undersprung, terribly undersprung, means that it's very snappy to shoot. And three of us shot it, a few rounds out of it, you know, a couple mags each, and we all came away with the same impression. It's very snappy. It's not a gun that I personally would want to take to the range and shoot a bunch. Sure. Now, you can respring it. That's easy enough to fix. You respring the gun, you know, respring it with a proper spring and probably run fine. They use KKM barrels. So, you know, they're using a quality barrel. It's a wedge lock bull barrel type setup.
Sure.
So there's quite a bit of play up front in the barrel, especially with no barrel fit on the bottom end. Yeah, I mean, it's a fairly expensive gun. They're like $5,700. And yeah, I mean, they're not cheap. It's not cheap to play in that 2011 arena, for sure.
Well, it's okay. And the reason I'm asking you to tell this story is because it is not cheap to play in that 2011 arena. However, it is sort of, if you're going to get into that one, I think it's becoming very, very apparent that you need to do a lot of research before you settle on a brand. I mean, and that's the problem with that, right? I mean, it's sort of like a Bentley. You're not going to be able to go down to the neighborhood Bentley dealer and get it behind the wheel of one of those and take it out for lunch or something without, you know, that's just not the way that echelon works. You got to buy it on faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes.
See, that would be my problem right there. That's why I say Joe's the best deal for the money. If you're looking at the extreme high end of 2011s, you're going to get your money's worth with Joe. You're going to get your money's worth with Joe. As a matter of fact, you better probably try to get in on it now, because any day now, Joe's going to figure out, well, if these guys are getting 5, I should probably be getting 20 or something like that. Joe's got a pond that needs water in it.
I do that indeed.
Joe's got a pond that needs water in it. He's got a lever gun that needs modifying. He's got a lot of things he needs to spend money on, and he'll figure it out here very shortly. And here's the thing, and I've shot three of your guns. I found three things to be consistent with Joe's guns. The trigger. All three of the triggers I've pulled of yours felt amazingly similar. Like when I got the first gun you sent me, which was a Night Fighter, and I got to play with that for a little bit, and then I got my gun. The first thing I thought was the trigger feels almost identical. The next thing is the absolutely spooky recoil mitigation, which comes from barrel fit and proper springing, yeah?
Yes.
And then the other thing was just how uncommonly accurate they all were. Somebody that is a marginal shooter, a decent shooter with a Chambers pistol in their hands becomes now you're a really good shooter because the gun is very forgiving, or the mechanical advantage, if you will.
And I think a lot of people don't realize that they're a better shooter than they think they are.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. A Chambers gun is going to forgive your bad habits, and it's so easy to manipulate and move. And I mean, the only thing that about my Chambers gun is its weight. But when it's in my hand and it's going down range, everything is it's the easiest manipulating of a gun that you're going to ever experience, just because of the fit. There's no metal on metal when you're running the slide. It's like it's gliding on an electromagnetic groove. It feels sort of greasy, but there's no metal on metal because that's already been fitted. That's also the slide-to-body fit that that's why it takes as long as it does. I mean, I'm not getting tired of saying it, Joe, but when people say, well, what's the difference? Well, the difference is how much time it goes into each gun. And that's the biggest thing. And the second biggest thing is the difference is that each gun is based upon a mathematical formula and not a quota.
Yep, that's exactly right.
That's all there is to it, and that's why I wait patiently for the one that's coming soon, and then I'll be waiting patiently for the next one that's coming, however long it takes. If on my last day on this earth, if I get a Chambers gun, I die with a smile. And that'll be cool. But, I mean, that's the big difference, is the time spent on the gun and the fact that it's all based on math. And I don't think it is bad for you to get out there and point these things out, because you're actually doing a consumer service. Because for most people that have never bought one of these things before, they don't know. All they know is what reviewers say.
Right.
And I'll tell you about reviewers. I'm a reviewer. And there's two kinds of reviewers. There's reviewers that have sponsors. And there's reviewers that are getting paid to do it. And then there's reviewers that also just go out there and buy the guns themselves, like the guns I'm about to be reviewing here. The only handgun sponsors I have now are you and Staccato.
Huh.
So for the striker-fired guns, it's wide open for me. I can say what I want about whoever.
Right.
But
absolutely.
I mean, those two, you two are the best brands that are out there on the opposite ends of the scale, as far as I'm concerned. So I'm happy with that. But anyway, before I run out of time, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, good stories. I like the stories. I like the stuff. Check out Joe at ChambersCustom.com. I will be back here in about 21 hours, and between now and then, you should remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.